It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragway.com.
Welcome back in hour number four of the Wendy's Big Show. My name is Tim Allen. There's Packers Hall of Famer and soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler and former Packers and Badgers running back Gary Ellerson. As we have you pick a lane, and a little different variation of this as we welcome in on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, one of the lanes you can choose from is a piece that Bill Ryder wrote, CBS Sports NBA columnist and analyst. Bill, welcome aboard, man. Thanks for the time.
Guys, A, I'm honored to be on, and B, as a lot of us are experiencing, I am so happy to have something to do. What's going on?
We're glad to have you because we know you're always right, so we want to have you on.
I'll try to keep that streak going.
Yeah, we would do. I do post game for the Brewers shows here on the station, and on day games I'd get off the air at the time you would be coming on the air here on the Fan a year ago or so. But that's how I got to know you, writer than you, the whole deal. So it's an honor having you on. Your piece on Giannis has really lit the fuse on a conversation that Giannis may be. It might be about time to start thinking about things, and I think that's what the piece was all about. Right, Bill?
It really is. And look, I understand. I had this respectful argument with Avery Johnson over on CBS Sports HQ a couple days ago about this. I'm not sleeping on LeBron. I know how great LeBron is. I understand that there's always the next big thing, but we often, I think, miss the rise of superstars in terms of their legacy and don't appreciate it until it's too clear. I remember having the exact same debate about LeBron James 10 or 12 years ago. You get into the numbers, and this is the things historically Giannis is doing. It is all-time great stuff, and I'll throw just one out there. When he is voted the MVP this year, guys, he's going to have two, and he's going to be in pretty rarefied air in terms of guys that won two MVPs before age 26. The others are Tim Duncan, Michael Jordan, and Kareem. I mean, that alone, this guy, you know, this is getting better and better every single year. That's pretty scary, the trajectory he's on historically and in terms of his game.
You know what? I'm Amen and Tim Allen here because I absolutely love your show. You should come on after us all the time. This is Ryder Than You. That thing was awesome. You had a lot of passion. Love it. Love what you do. And I love your article about Giannis. My only thing is I think he's got to win some championships, too, to be in that rarefied air when we start talking about Giannis and LeBron. Last year, if you look at the Toronto, the whole Kawhi Leonard thing, I thought maybe Kawhi took it to Giannis and that he lost a little bit luster here for me as far as that concern.
No, you're right. I mean, look, last year, the second most effective guy guarding Giannis one-on-one, interesting, Blake Griffin, held Giannis to, 30 or 31 points per 100 possessions. The most effective guy was Kawhi Leonard, who cut that in half at 15 points per 100 possessions. Giannis, you go wilted, got outplayed, whatever it is. I think what I would counter with is that is part of the ladder that stars climb in the NBA. A lot of guys have won MVPs. Not a lot of guys. A few guys have won multiple MVPs by the age of 28, 29. Not a lot of them have won championships or multiple championships. Giannis has to stay healthy, and he has to win championships for this to hold. And I think it's an inevitability, just like it was for LeBron, just like it turned out to be for Steph Curry. I don't think the question is whether Giannis wins one. I think it's how many, and does he do it in Milwaukee?
Ooh, Bill. Come on, hey. Dude. Bill, but what do you think? Real quick, I let Leroy go. But what about his supporting cast, Middleton and Bledsoe?
Well, I think that's part of the reason that the guy should get some of the respect he's not getting. And I'm not taking shots at Middleton. All-star for a reason. Bledsoe's fine. But in this era, other than Kawhi last year, and with all respect to Siakam, you got to have two superstars. You have to have two superstars for the most part, to win a championship. LeBron is the other pick for MVP this year. He won't win. He shouldn't. But he'll be second. But he's got Anthony Davis as a co-star. Giannis does not have a superstar. He just doesn't on the level of most of the other guys out there. But I'll say this and why I think you should stay in Milwaukee. He has a top, I don't know, 3-2 coach in the NBA. He has a team that buys into what they're doing, and they are defensively every bit as impressive as that team last year, that Toronto team that won the whole thing. He does not have the superstar that he needs, and if I'm a fan of the Bucks, it makes me nervous if you don't get a championship, how Giannis interprets that. But I think he's so good. Had there been a season this year, if there's a season going forward, I don't know that it matters. If Milwaukee doesn't win the championship this year, if there is one or had there been one, it's one of the two LA teams. I think there was a really good chance you guys were having a victory parade come June had things been normal.
And see, that's why you're good at what you do. A lot of people put topics out there, but they don't go. And the reason why your whole thing you did went, because you set an argument and you stuck to it. And that is just refreshing. And you don't have to apologize if you don't vote for LeBron James. Stop it. And I'm a LeBron James fan. I'm a Laker fan. Hey, listen, it hurt me to my gut. But I know facts is facts. It's just refreshing to know that Milwaukee, we're in Milwaukee, the smallest market, and we're talking about a back-to-back MVP, and we're talking about how great he can be, not necessarily the team, because I think it'll come along with each other. But in the barbershop, these are discussions that you have. That's why everything that you wrote and said, it kind of blew up and say, wait a minute. If that's true, maybe we should talk about 3-time MVP, what Larry Bird did. That puts him in a different company, because his numbers are going to get better next year and the year after.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. I mean, you guys know this. His points per game are up pretty noticeably this year. He's shooting almost 5 3-point shots per game versus, I think, 2.5, 2.6, whatever it was last season. His three-point, look, he ain't Steph Curry from the three-point line.
No.
But his three-point shooting percentage has improved so markedly that, A, he's now almost, he was already unguardable, but now he's a lot, I don't want to give him the whole James Harden thing, but Harden's right. Whole, he just dunks. Like, stop it, James. Like, go away. Trim your beard. Look at some fast. Giannis he's a defense. And I'm with you on LeBron. I covered LeBron. I have the career I have because I got to cover LeBron. And I think LeBron's is so hard as a Chicago. I'm from Dubuque, Iowa, so like I was a Bulls fan growing up. I think LeBron might be the best player of all time. But today, in 2020, Giannis isn't just a machine offensively. He's the best or second best defensive player in the game. And again, he's 25, and he's still getting better. It is terrifying for the rest of the league to think about what he can become, and he's already a soon-to-be 2-time MVP.
Yeah, we're talking with Bill Ryder of CBSSports.com. Bill, in today's advent of numbers, does that help you to make some of these proclamations? Because years ago, we didn't keep track of analytics like we do. Being a baseball guy, I've had to adjust to that over the years. Being an older baseball guy,
yeah.
we all had to adjust. Mm-hmm. But they're very valid, and they can help bolster an argument. Or the other side is you can confuse people and get lost in the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, for me, they're a signpost. I don't cling to them, but they point me in a particular direction. I think they have a lot of value. I think they're really interesting. And you're right, like, you have to pay attention to them. But I'm old enough, I'm 42, that I still watch games, and I want to see what my eye sees. And part of the Giannis thing for me, I think it's true, but part of the reason I feel very confident in it is I'm a League Pass geek who watches great players even before the teams are great. I've been watching Giannis for a long time. I can remember Gary Payton, when Jason Kidd was the coach there, telling me he would go out and help a little bit, that Giannis was going to be an all-time great. And I love GP, but GP likes to pretend that Michael Jordan's overrated because Jordan beat him. I mean, I wasn't used to Gary Payton throwing praise at young guys or old guys. I think Giannis is both. I mean, his analytics are pretty amazing. He's defensive win share, second best in the NBA behind Anthony Davis, but you could make the argument that AD has more athletes with LeBron on that team that can kind of help do their thing. And I'm not taking shots at the Bucks, but Giannis is so important to everything that they do. And here's the other thing, like getting into some geeky numbers. He is going to win the MVP this year with by far the fewest minutes played per game for an MVP in the history of the game. The second place guy will be him from last year. He's not just scoring 29 points per game, doing all the things you guys talk about. He's doing it in just over 30 minutes per game. That level of efficiency is matched only by, and it's not even matched, the only guy that approaches that is Steph Curry, the year he won the MVP and they won 73 games, and so Steph never played in the fourth quarter. I mean, Giannis's analytics, Giannis's eye test, what guys around the NBA tell you, he is a frightening talent who is still getting better.
Go ahead, Gary.
If you look around the East, though, because that's kind of really what it's going to be about for Giannis, how do you get out of the East? Right now, Toronto still looks pretty good, though, with what they have assembled. The Boston, I mean, I don't know what's going on there. It feels like they were playing a little bit better towards the end. Can they pose a challenge to the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, I think there were several teams that could pose the challenge. And my belief the Bucks were going to be in the finals has less to do with I think it's a fallacy. The fallacy the East is super weak, and more just how good I think Milwaukee is. I think the Miami Heat under Eric Spoelstra have been remarkably impressive. Jimmy Butler plus Bam plus what Nunn has been. I mean, that is a really difficult combination. I happen to be pretty high on Brad Stevens in Boston and the difficulties they can throw at teams. And you're right. And I was righter than nobody on Toronto. I can't believe how good a job Nick Nurse did this year. Milwaukee's something else. I mean, I've been around those Miami. I covered LeBron when he was in Miami. I spent a lot of time around that Warriors team when they eventually won the 73 games in the regular season, didn't win the championship, obviously. I've seen some really good basketball teams over and over and over again. Milwaukee is a championship team. If it weren't for the fact that those two LA teams are stacked with two future Hall of Famers each, I think Milwaukee would be a huge favorite. I think there's three teams this year that can win an NBA championship, barring injury. Two are here in L.A. where I'm standing, and I think the other is in Milwaukee where you guys are.
Bill, two real super quick ones, and then we'll let you get going. I know you're real busy. First thing, how good would Giannis be with all this if he had a basketball hoop? Man, he ain't got a basketball hoop, and he's going to be MVP. I mean, that's just – I just can't even wrap that around my head.
I know. I mean, the fact that the guy, like, came to the game late – And look, the other day, you go back and look at some of the tape on him early.
Yes.
I mean, you guys should give the key to the city forever to whatever scout initially convinced the Bucks to go in that direction. Because you're right, that's why it's scary. He's not that far in his development.
Right, right. And you know, he's a dad. He got his first child this year. So my ultimate question, if you had a crystal ball, does he stay and take a max deal? I think they could pay him like $90 million more than any team. Or do you think he's lured away? Because he did ask his bride what team or whatever, and she said the Lakers, allegedly. He said, hey, we can't go live no more. Don't you say?
Yeah.
So do you think he stay in Milwaukee? Because if he wins a championship here, Bill, it would be like another guy winning two championships in a bigger market if he does it here. We haven't won one since 1971.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. And I wanted to stay. I'm from that part of the country. A bunch of my family live in Milwaukee and Waukesha. I'm a fan of the Bucks, but I think what's going on the road right now is really problematic for Milwaukee, right? You guys have two bites at the apple. If he doesn't win a championship, and again, this is water cooler talk. It's not source people.
Right.
But there's talk
out there
that the Warriors feel some confidence that they can land Giannis in a few years.
Oh, boy.
There's also a sense that Giannis is different than some other guys and that he's, you know, take a LaMarcus Aldridge back in the day, LeBron first time around, second time around in Cleveland, that Giannis, when he talks about his love for Milwaukee and the organization, that's real. I think that's going to be your conflict. I think there's going to be some suitors like the Bucks that are going to make a really promising run. I think he does like Milwaukee. I think it'll actually come down to what he believes not only he can do there, but whether he can attract the kind of help that he's going to want in the years ahead. And I think that the scales get tipped in your direction if you win a championship. So do I think he's going to stay? I hope so. If there's not an NBA championship that's played this year, I think it means that the Milwaukee Bucks fans really need to win it next year to make that a realistic situation.
So do they just give them the championship then if they give him the MVP? Should they just, first time ever, just give it to the Bucks?
Hey, I would vote for it because I'm from Iowa and my family's from Wisconsin. I don't think.
Hey, you're right about everything. What do you think?
I'll push Adam Silver on it.
Yeah,
there you go.
And LA gets everything, man. I mean, there's no dedication anymore.
That's
Bill
true.
Ryder, you should be doing morning sports in Dubuque, shouldn't you?
Yeah,
I'm with you, dude. Trust me, I say that.
They can't afford him.
If you come out here, you call me. We'll make a deal.
You got it. All right, Bill. A pleasure, man. Nice talking to you, and hopefully, we'll get a chance to chat again.
Thank you so much, Bill.
We really appreciate it.
There he is, Bill Ryder, CBSSports.com, NBA analyst and columnist, as he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space you deserve. Visit Great Midwest Bank LocalLendingCorp.com today. Simply Local Lending since 1935. Guys, he's all for the Bucks doing their thing, but I was a little concerned about the Will Giannis stay thing.
Yeah, we might need to talk about that, Tim, at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Golden State, kind of bother me.
We'll take a break and come right back. Great Lakes Dragway.
Don't tell Sparky said that.
Pick a lane. There's some good news on the horizon. If you haven't heard, we'll tell you about it coming up here on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.